Conference Committees.
Representative Knoll moves that the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 239 be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion, Representative Knoll.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Well, I won't take this very long. The changes that you have on your desk need to be compared to the House and Gross bill dated 22801. And I will just hit a couple of the highlights. One of the things we changed on that original bill was that the check be paid to the institution in the beginning of the semester and not at the end. And we also made a change in Section 6 that this act does not take effect until the appropriation by this legislature has been made, which specifically references this act. So the bill will not go into effect until we appropriate some funding for it. The Section 8 of the old bill was deleted, and the balance of the bill on page 4 was also deleted, and those are basically the changes, with the exception of the public or non-public wording to the page 1. If there's any questions, I'll stand by for to answer. I would urge your concurrence.
Further remarks, Representative Don Hennies.
A question of the sponsor.
State your question.
On page 3, line 18. It is Section 7, and what it says in one short sentence is Section 3 of this Act is repealed on July 1 of 2003. I'm wondering what the purpose of that sentence is.
Representative Knoll, do you consent to answer that question?
Yes, I will, Mr. Speaker. Representative Hennies, Section 3 references those high schools who do not comply with the Regents Scholarship at this time, and they give them a period of time to come into compliance, and it will allow the student to be admitted into the Regents Scholarship program. But after that period of time, then the high schools will need to comply with the entire program. That's what that references.
Representative Hennies, you have the floor.
Thank you. I have one other question, if I might, just for my information.
State your question.
On page 2, line 23, it says that if the student's grade point average falls below the 3.0, he permanently loses eligibility. Was there any thought to making some kind of time for him to possibly make that up, like one semester or two, or any thought along those lines?
Representative Knoll.
No.
Representative Hennies, you still have the floor.
Thank you for that concise answer.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I just have a few things I'd like you to consider before we vote on this. Remember, we just passed House Bill 1258, which took money from schools and circulated it back to other schools, which gave an additional $1.6 million out of the declining enrollment, which should already be education money. Then we did not put one penny of additional money from the state of South Dakota above the 3% that the governor had already allocated in his budget. Think of it. Are we as legislators responsible to educate kids K-12 before we think about scholarships, private, public, or otherwise? If these kids don't get the education they need K-12, why do they need scholarships? And then, I was elected to follow the Constitution of the state of South Dakota, my friends. And because this money goes to private institutions, and our Constitution says we cannot fund religious or secular schools, this bill is unconstitutional. Remember, people elected you to follow the Constitution of the state of South Dakota. Please think of this before you vote. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, the hour clearly is late, but I just want you to know since 2:30 this afternoon, a number of people have worked very, very hard on this. We have a bill which is acceptable to both sides, Senate and House. I urge, deeply urge the members of this body to support the recommended adoption of the conference report on Senate Bill 239, and I congratulate the members who worked on this and found a compromise for us. Please support Senate Bill 239.
Further remarks? Representative Glinski.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, I was appalled at the interim bill that we saw that had all kinds of institutions all the way, it seemed like, from the cosmetology school to the Bible school to the seminary to whatever. I am equally disappointed that this particular bill does not give the money to the student and instead tries to give it to the school. I think it's just another effort to try to be more subtle in accomplishing the same thing that mentioning the Bible school would have done. I think it's too bad that we talked all this time about trying to aid students and their families and then tried to rewrite language so that it did not give the money to the student. For example, Pell Grants and similar kinds of things, the check is made out to the student, but they have to sign it at the school. So this could have been done in a similar way and could have been just as effective as current methods. I urge you to vote against the bill because it does not help students.
Further remarks? Representative Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. You know, this language that Representative Glinski is so critical of, that gives the money to the institution on behalf of the student, it comes a little bit from my banking background. Whenever we had a student loan, we sent the check to the institution for the credit of the student. The bookkeeping effort on the part of the institution is a lot easier. They don't have to call the student into their office to negotiate that check for them. And it just, in my opinion, makes sense. I hope that you can vote for the conference committee report and let us go home.
Further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would have a question for Representative Richter, if he would care to answer.
State your question.
Representative Richter is the chair of the Appropriations Committee. Is there any money to finance tobacco scholarships at this time?
Representative Richter.
The chair doesn't like warm beer, and there's no money.
Well, Mr. Speaker, just a comment.
Representative Olson, you still have the floor.
Thank you, and thank you for that answer, Representative Richter. You know, I don't know why we're arguing, because it doesn't matter. If you vote yes, it doesn't matter. If you vote no, it doesn't matter, because there's no scholarship. There is no scholarship program, because to have a scholarship program, you got to have some money. And without any appropriation, you could have every school in this state offer a Regents Scholar schedule, and it doesn't matter. You could have every high school senior in this state get a 4.0, take 10 years of chemistry, and it doesn't matter. There's no money. It's late. I'm cranky. My wife has paid the ransom, and I want to go home. This doesn't matter one whit. And to think we're doing something great, we're not. To think we've got some great legislative achievement, we don't. And to argue over these issues is just not necessary, because if we vote yes, we have nothing. If you vote no, you have nothing.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the cold motion that the House adopt the report of the Conference Committee on Senate Bill 239. Those in favor of adoption will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. Members proceed to vote.
Representative Nachtigall. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 48, nays 22.
The Kolob motion that the House adopt the conference committee report on Senate Bill 239 has received a majority vote of members-elect is hereby declared adopted. Are there any announcements?